way. You've given up control of their behavior.
Okay.
You love them because you are connected with Source on that subject. And so what you really want to do is get that way about everything, about everyone. Otherwise, you got to be a hermit. You got to live where nobody can get to you. You got to shut yourself off from the world, because you're not ever going to be able to control what they think, what they do, what they believe, how they behave. You can't control how they feel about you. You can't control about how they feel about anyone. So this, when we begin by saying to you, it's about your anger is about other people that do things that make you mad, that's the first layer of it. But deeper in that is that you can't control what they do. So it's the feeling of being out of control. And if there's anything, now think about where we started here. Mm-hmm. You want to be in the vortex, which is you controlling where you are.
Right.
And when you focus upon something that jerks you out, it feels like if they would do differently, then you'd be in the vortex. Or it's equally bad for you, or even worse, when you say, I can't control myself. I can't control being in the vortex. And we want you to start working with the laws of the universe. In other words, it's like watching them in New Orleans when Katrina came in and Pontchartrain Lake was rising and the levees were breached and that enormous water was coming over into the city, and they were out there with their sandbags trying to stop it. And it was a futile effort at that point. If they had begun earlier, when the first breach began, Jerry was watching it on television and he said, get it now, get it now, get it now, get in there with the bulldozers now, get it now. But once the power of that water began to happen, there was no holding it back. There was no amount of effort or words or physical control that would hold it back. So what we want you to understand is that the control that you seek, and it is because of what you've been living, you have put so much into your vibrational escrow. It's why we are so animated about this, because we can feel the power of what you're reaching for. This control that you are seeking, and it is huge, this control that you are seeking is not control over all those people. It's control over outcomes, yes.
Yes.
But it's control over your vibrational stance. It's control over how you feel.
Right.
So it sounds like we've come full circle. Like we haven't told you anything you didn't already know. Abraham, I feel uncomfortable when I'm really uncomfortable, really, really outrageously uncomfortable when I'm not in the vortex. And then we come full circle and we say, well, the reason you don't feel good is because you're not in the vortex. And you want to say, well, tell me something I don't already know. But we just want you to understand, it's the only thing you have to do. Think about it. Think about if you gave up control over other people, if you gave up control over the economy, if you gave up control over the ecological nature of your planet, if you gave control of the spinning of its Earth in its orbit. Oh, you have already given that up.
Yeah.
You gave that up. You gave that up. If you could give up control over keeping the blood pumping through your body all night. Oh, you gave that control up. In other words, there are a lot of things that you get. Does it have to get so big? Does it have to hit you in the head to say you can't control that before you give up control?
Actually,
you want us to hit you in the head?
Yeah, but lately that's what's been happening. So my question...
So that is what's happening, isn't it?
Yes, I have to be hit in the head, and then I finally say I give up.
And so that's what's going on.
Yeah.
In other words, you're getting dragged out and 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 dragged out. Esther had a similar turning point. They went to Marathon with their bus and had a week of enormous discomfort to the point where Esther said, I give up, and meant it. It was a big turning point for her. I give up. I give up control of the uncontrollable. Say that. I give up control of the uncontrollable. Say that.
I give up control of the uncontrollable.
And now say this. Everything is uncontrollable.
Everything is uncontrollable.
Except me and the vortex. Really? Really? I'm giving it all up. So your children become worse for a while because you let go of control, but you'll feel so much better and you'll gain so much leverage when you get in there, because your life with them has caused you to create what you are wanting, and it will make a big difference.
So play with me for just a minute, because you've identified exactly what happens, and where I get stuck is those people who interact with me who demand through laws or their rules or associations or whatnot, they demand that I behave in a certain way. And when I decide that I'm going to